So grab your scriptures. This is something entirely different. We're not going to start with a big intro. We just want to show you something really cool in the scriptures that will come up in your discussion this week. So turn to Genesis chapter 6, and we just want to look at two verses, verses 6 and 7. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And then verse 7 goes into how the Lord will destroy man and tells Noah to build an ark. But verse 6 is really important because when you read, it repented the Lord, a lot of times, and even my seminary students would be like, wait, so the Lord's still repenting? They didn't really understand what that meant. And one of the reasons why we put other scriptures up here is because this phrase, it repented the Lord, you're going to see often throughout the Old Testament. This is just two examples, but if you look at the footnote down below, it lays out a lot more examples. So let's find out what it repented the Lord really means. Here we go. In Hebrew, the word repenteth is naham. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Like, you got rolling there?
With the stress naham. On the second syllable, naham.
Perfect. Okay. So naham in Hebrew, here is what it means. It means to find consolation, to regret, or to be sorry. So Don, how would you interpret this verse now, knowing that the Lord isn't really repenting, is he?
No. So what he's doing is he is sorry or regretting. So I think the ESV often has regret. The Lord regretted.
Mm-hmm. So when you teach this and when you are studying this and it comes back up in scripture, pause for a moment. What I love in verse 6 is when it says, and it repented the Lord. Now we know it naham the Lord, or it made the Lord sorry that he had made man on the earth. And then I love this, it grieved him at his heart. And I like to connect sorry with emotion.
I like that.
When you say
absolutely,
you're sad.
Yes. Yes.
So the way I read this verse now is it just made him sad that
yes.
he had made the earth
right.
because he saw all the wickedness. I mean, the verse tells us that every man's, in verse 5, the imagination of the thoughts of every man's heart was evil continually. That would make him sad.
Yes.
That would make him sorry. And so that is the meaning of that word. It repented the Lord. It naham the Lord. And we just wanted to share that with you as you go throughout the rest of the Old Testament and you find that phrase. Shalom and goodbye.